In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and welcome to the Whispering Woods listener and Reddit story episode. I've got 5 Reddit stories to share today. But first of all, if you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/thewhisperingwoods, or come and join us on social media or our Facebook group. It's actually getting nice in there. We're all sort of chatting a little bit, which is fabulous. So thanks for everybody who's contributed to the Facebook group recently. I'm really enjoying it, sharing the stories and having a bit of a giggle. Now, if you'd like to hear your story on this podcast, you can email it to thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com. All of the links are in the episode notes for all of this stuff, so you don't need to worry about remembering it. Right, we'll get on with the stories. As I said, they're all from Reddit this week, and our first story is from African Stargazer. Thank you so much for letting us share your story. Are you ready for the first story? So today, I asked my son and daughter to take the garbage out. I was in the kitchen, cleaning the dishes, without a second thought to the chore I'd just given them. Soon after my son and daughter left the house, my son comes running back in, asking if I called him back. I laughed and said no, I just told you to take the garbage out. But he swore that he heard me call for him. I didn't think anything of it, Then I got curious before I went to bed and looked back at my Ring doorbell to see if he in fact heard me call for him, which I assure you I did not. And sure enough, you can hear what sounds exactly like my voice calling his name. But to me, the voice sounded so far off, in the distance, and the tone was melodic. It was eerie hearing this, and I know I did not call for him. There were people walking along the street, and I said, well, maybe it was them who called your name. And he said,
I don't know any of those people.
I'm still sitting here, perplexed, as to how my voice was mimicked that well. It has me thinking that maybe I did call his name. But again, I know I did not. Very creepy indeed. I must say that I am a little bit jealous, although I shouldn't really say things like that, because I'm still waiting to see something on our Ring, but nothing unusual so far has happened yet. I'll keep trying with it. You never know. It's actually one of the reasons why we got it. Apart from the fact that I could spy on the kids as well, you know, seeing them coming and going. But yeah, really creepy story, and thanks so much for letting us share it. Right, we're on to the second story, and this one is written by Marisakibara03. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. Are you ready for the second story? My experience. Preface. I wouldn't call myself a complete believer of the paranormal, but I'm not someone who writes it off completely. I'm a skeptic that's open and willing to believe if given proof. I have family that is deeply involved with this type of stuff, and they have their own experiences with the paranormal. I've got a few things that happen to me that I can't entirely explain normally. However, the one I'm about to describe is by far the one that has no type of logic that can debunk it, at least to my knowledge. To better understand my experience, you have to understand the layout of my bathroom, for it happened to me in the shower. On my second floor, there's four rooms, counting the bathroom. You walk up the stairs and will see one room straight across from the base of the stairs, while two rooms follow the wall on the right to said room, finishing with a room mirroring the one at the base of the stairs. Once you enter the bathroom, immediately to the right is my sink and mirror. The sink is about 4-ish feet off the ground. Next to the sink is my bath stroke shower, blocked by a wall so it doesn't connect to my sink. Straight across from the door is the toilet. I had my door closed, no one else in the bathroom, nor any pets. Since my shower is also a bathtub, there's a ledge where me and my family members will keep shampoos, body washes and things like that. I began to wash my hair and place the shampoo on the ledge. As I go to put it down, I placed it a bit too close to the edge and it fell off. I heard the bottle roll around a bit and ultimately come to a stop. I think, oh well, I'll grab it when I get out. I begin to finish up in the shower, get out, grab my towel, blah blah blah. I look on the ground to find the shampoo bottle. However, I can't. After a few seconds of searching, I look up to see the bottle sitting perfectly on the sink. Again, the sink is about 4 feet off the ground. I heard it rolling on the ground, and there's a wall separating my bath and sink. I've asked my family members if they did it, or someone was just messing with me. But to this day, no one has claimed to do it. Does anyone have any form of explanation for this? So more strange things happening in the bathroom. Had similarities there with Jen's story about the swooshing towel in the bathroom. Really odd, this one. It reminds me of something that happened when I was a kid with my best friend at the time. And we were hunting around for a cigarette. It was our last one, and it was in her bedroom. Couldn't find it anywhere. Went downstairs, you know, rummaging it everywhere around for this cigarette. Came back upstairs, and it was laid perfectly on top of her quilt on her bed. Really weird. So we took it that somebody was trying to say to us, you girls better give up, you know, because we were only about 14 or so at the time. Really odd and spooky. And I don't like the fact that something happens when you're really vulnerable, like in the shower, you're naked, extremely vulnerable, scary stuff. Now on to the third story. And this one is from LaForney. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. Are you ready for the third story? Shadow Child Encounter. I'd say this happened close to 12 years ago, when I was about 16 years old, in North Las Vegas. To this date, I've never had such a thing happen to me again. But it's a moment that I will never forget, and I figured I'd share it with whomever's interested in reading. I'd like to add that I'm somewhat of a healthy skeptic and not really religious, though I am open to the idea of higher powers, anomalies, etc. My older brother and I were at a house party, and when the time came for my brother to leave, I insisted to stay, knowing that I'd have to walk home eventually, since he was my ride. But mind you, we didn't live very far, maybe a mile or two. Fast forward to me leaving, and I was on my way walking home. I had a nice buzz, but I definitely wasn't impaired to the point of having my vision or motor functions affected in any way that I can blame, that is. I know the whole 3 a.m. thing is super cliche, but it definitely was around that time frame. So I'm going to go ahead and say when I started walking home, it was around 2-ish. The streets were wide and almost no cars to be seen. I know as a woman it's different, but as a guy I actually took comfort in cars passing at this time, because for that small window, I felt I wasn't alone walking when they were passing, if that makes sense. The journey was eerie, but I made it to the entrance of my neighbourhood. Unfortunately, my house was basically at the opposite end of this winding road, yet still a straight shot, so I had just a little ways to go. But nonetheless, I knew these streets and safety was on the horizon. Sorry for the long intro, but I wanted to make sure I gave enough context. The houses are fairly sized, and as I'm walking down the sidewalk, between each house, there's basically an alleyway of darkness. In the day, it would be a walking path, perhaps to the backyards, with, you know, electric meters on the walls of the house and AC units. Anyways, at night, these alleys are almost pitch black when you look far enough. As I'm walking down the sidewalk, I can't help but glare in between each house, and it starts getting in my head, and I'm tripping myself out from my imagination. I try to slow my roll mentally, since I am alone and stay en route. No cars have passed in a while, thus no comfort. I continue like this down the street until my house is finally in sight down the way. Obviously, I feel a bit better with my destination in view. Then a car comes north from the direction of my house, and I'm on the right-hand sidewalk with the road to my left. So I thought, sweet, another human to see me home, be it for just a moment. It was when this car passed me, and after a flash of headlights, I saw what I saw. Already looking towards the street, after the car passed. On my left, something grabbed my attention in the corner of my eye, crossing the street towards me. The streetlights were those yellowish ones, so the street was lit just enough. At first, I thought it was a dog, so I glanced directly at it. And what I saw initially, if I had to describe it, was what almost seemed to be a black silhouette of a little boy trotting towards me. I don't know if you've ever seen those typical little statues of toddlers, like in a garden section of a store, curly hair and on a swing or whatnot. But if I had to describe the black silhouette, it resembled that little boy. I'm an avid gamer, so I'd assume I'd know when to lock in. So when this thing caught my eye with a raised brow after the car passed it, was when I did a double take to confirm I hadn't lost my mind. I remember turning directly towards it after the glare of the headlights, after any factor I could have blamed it on had passed. For a second or two, enough for me to analyse, there it was, a shadowy little boy trotting towards me with no features, around 2.5-ish to 3 feet tall. The moment, and I mean the moment, I consciously accepted this was happening, I gasped, already turning my body, and yelled as I took off full sprint towards my house. I kid you not, it felt like I was passing a house every 2 strides, never ran so fast in my life. As I'm running, trying to collect myself, I literally reminded myself what I was running from, mid-run, and yelled again and turned on the turbo. I just felt like it was right behind me up until this point. I was already running as fast as I can, but my survival instinct said otherwise. I never looked back once. I ran all the way to my house, and thank God they left the front door open for me. I slammed the door behind me, and there was my dad and brother, still awake, reclined and watching TV. I'll be 29 this August, yet I remember this night vividly. Gives me chills recalling this moment. Never posted here before. Whether someone reads this, believes this or not, it's still somewhat a relief. I appreciate you if you did take time to read this. I'll be happy to answer any questions if anyone who bothered to read this are still left curious. That is so spooky, that one. It would be one of those occasions where I would just die and have a heart attack on the spot if I saw something following me like that. Really reminds me of tiptoe through the tulips. Somebody sort of tiptoeing and like crossing into the shadows. It really reminds me of that. My imagination makes everything worse as well. But to have it confirmed that something is actually there, definitely for me, heart attack material. Right, our fourth story is from Recent Suggestion 373. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. Are you ready for the fourth story? The Shadows Move. Hey all, this is my first ever post, so here it goes. I see shadow people. That is, I see beings made of shadow, completely void of colour, but in the shape of people. I'm aware many people claim to see them, and from what I've heard, people see them out the corner of their eye. But not me, oh no. I get full frontal views. They don't scare me, not even when I was a kid. There are multiple ones that come and go, and I've come to associate them with different events or happenings in my life. There are 5 that I see with varying frequencies. The tall man. Picture just a tallish guy, about 6'6". He stands tall and proud in an old suit. He is one of 2 that I've seen cross the main field of my vision, and also one of the more frequent visitors. He pops up randomly. Not too many set rules. I tend to associate him with an ancestor. Maybe my great-grandfather, who was a preacher. The girl, a small, mischievous little spirit in a frilly dress, is an acquisition from my wife, I believe. She likes to yell out,
"Hey!"
when no one is around. She pops up whenever a baby is about to come around in the family. I last saw her about a month before my son was born, a few weeks ago. Overcoat. This one is best described as a fat guy in a coat and fedora. At least that's the way it's shaped. Next to the tall man, I've seen this one the longest. It comes randomly and follows me around, usually at stop signs for some reason. Mr. Box is just an ambiguous dark void with a cold presence. This is the one I've seen the least, 3 or 4 times, not enough to pick up any patterns or appearances. And finally, the man in the hat. If you've ever seen Tombstone, he looks like that. This one, I feel, is my own personal spirit of death. Without fail, every time I see this shadow, someone I know dies, or there is some big tragedy. I last saw him a few months ago, before a friend was murdered. Before that, it was every day for a solid month in 2017, September, I think, or October. And before the end of the year, my grandpa, grandma, and my wife's great-grandma had died. This one terrifies me more the older I get. I know I sound crazy. I feel crazy talking about this to anyone. But these figures are just a single facet of a life plagued by paranormal activity. First of all, recent suggestion. I want to say I'm really sorry to hear about all those deaths that you've experienced. In particular, having a friend murdered. It's awful. Yeah, the Hat Man one that you see before somebody dies. It's like, no thanks. Because when I just wouldn't want to know. Because you'd just be waiting for something to happen, dreading who it's going to be. I'd rather not know at all. And the one that you see at the stoplight, that's really odd. Really odd. I wonder why it just sort of appears there. Interesting and intriguing. The next story is from King Scottle. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. Are you ready for the fifth and final story? Doppelganger. Hello. It's come to my attention. I've never shared this story on Reddit. I was about 16 years old, and I lived with my family in Levine, Arizona. The family at the time consisted of me, my 2 younger brothers, my mum, and my stepdad. It was late at night, or early in the morning, I'm not sure. I'd gotten out of bed upstairs, since we had a 2-story house, and I went downstairs to get some food. Eventually, my middle brother, who would have been about 13, came down too. We ultimately decided to watch TV in the living room, so we stayed downstairs. I needed to use the restroom, so I excused myself and went to the half bath in the hall leading to our garage and laundry. My stepdad came downstairs and told my brother to go to bed before sounding confused.
"Who is in this bathroom?"
he asked.
"I am,"
I answered. From what my brother told me, he took a step back in shock. I then heard him say,
"I saw you upstairs. You stood outside your room when I left mine, stared at me, and then walked back into your room."
Eventually, we all left the living room and returned to our rooms terrified. We'd also been finding handprints next to my baby brother's room, so maybe the thing that pretended to be me was also peeking into my brother's room occasionally. But the way the handprints were, it seemed like they stood in front of my room and peeked into the baby's room. All I can say to this is, no peeping. No, No. Anything peeping, it just gives me goosebumps straight away. That ducking and sort of hiding, I'm just not into it at all. They've been 5 really great stories this week, and I hope you've all enjoyed them. And thanks again to everybody who let us share. We'll catch up with you again on Monday. And just to let you know, it's Walpurgis Night on Tuesday. So the next episode is all about witches, and lovely Charlie on our Facebook group sent me some information about certain witches near where he lives. So I'm going to base the episode on that. It's really interesting stuff. We'll catch up with you then on Monday. Take care, everyone.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We'll be right back.